Worship music can be thoughtful and soft, or it can be loud and rocky. Rob Reed is a worship leader at Catch the Fire. Barry's written a new song called Holy Revolution. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music.
I've been a musician since I've been like 12 years old, and that's many, many moons ago. And I spent 25-ish years in the secular field. 15 of those years was full-time musician. With my wife, we traveled everywhere.
Wow.
And then in 1998, we had a tremendous head-on collision with God, and everything changed. So we moved it over to kind of the church and dedicating our talents to the Lord.
Mm. And now you guys live right here in Central Ontario, don't you?
Yeah, we live right in Barrie, yeah.
Awesome. Now, you've written some music. Now, do you have like a preference, like what your groove is? You know, some people just find their spot and other people can just play anything anyway. They just love to play. What's your favorite?
You know, we do a lot of the modern worship. I love it. I love Chris Tomlin and Paul Bouash and on and on and on. We the Kingdom and so many fantastic, awesome songs that you guys are playing. And I love them all. Honestly, I do. And I would say when we lead worship at Catch the Fire. So we just kind of amalgamate a lot of different things into a worship set. And I got to say, I love the fast stuff. I love the really aggressive stuff. And I also love the very, very sweet songs like Holy Forever by Chris Tomlin. You know, we do all the different parts. And I can't say that I have a preference. I just really like it all.
Well, tell us about this song. It's called Holy Revolution. It sounds really aggressive. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I had one person, I sent it out to kind of ask some people what they thought of it and got really good. That's the first time I've ever really done that. Songwriters tend to be very shy with trusting their songs with anyone. Mm. But I really felt to send it out, and most people really responded really well. And one person told me, hey, it's too nice. So so there's many, many different tastes for different things. But we have a prayer group on Monday morning, and they were talking. It was a few people in there were saying, "Holy, we need a holy revolution." Mm. And that was for a couple of weeks. And then the guy who's leading the meeting said to me, "Hey, Rob, you need to write a song called Holy Revolution." So the next day I woke up, I just said, "God, you know, if I'm going to write a song called Holy Revolution, you got to give me a little start on it." So almost immediately I felt, you know, I just felt like I need a holy revolution. It's the only solution, you know, and that was the seed. And then you just have to build it from there.
I see.
And it was a lot of fun, took a lot of time. And I never worked on a song harder in my life, and I've written all kinds of songs. And this was really a fun one.
We'll put a link to the song on our Life Facebook page. The song's called Holy Revolution by Rob Reed, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you so much, Todd. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, and get ready to rock out with Holy Revolution coming up next. The Get Up and Go Show, Life 100.3. All right, we just heard from Catch the Fire, Barry, worship leader Rob Reed, and this is the song Holy Revolution on Life 100.3.
Revolution, it's the only solution. Oh.